Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up? Welcome to the Giggle Squad. It's giggle time. Guess who I'm with?
Why did that just make me laugh so hard? I wish I was funny enough to think of, like, yeah, Chrissy Teigen in the house. What's up, Hannah?
We've settled. Sorry. We're still with each other. We haven't found anyone better at this point. Right. But I just want to say, we got our first episode out, and the response has been fucking
amazing. I mean, I couldn't even, I was like overwhelmed, and I kept checking to see like what we were on the top charts. And I was like,
Paige doesn't even know what a chart is.
Yeah, like I didn't even know how it worked.
And I was like, and she goes, I don't know what this means, but it seems good.
And I was just like, oh my God, the Gigglers literally did this. Like, we had nothing to do with it.
Starting today, patreon.com/gigglysquad. We're posting the videos so you guys can see our hungover and bloated faces.
And Hannah and I unintentionally matched today, which I love that for us.
Gray sweatshirt.
And we just woke up.
Messy ass hair. We look like potatoes. We look
literal
like gray potatoes.
I'm still on like that quarantine sleep schedule. Like, I fall asleep at 3 a.m.
Real quick, you've been doing the like Saqqara life thing.
Okay, so I did it for like a week.
That's like the hot girl diet, by the way.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I am like single and trying to be the hottest version of myself. I'm gonna eat plants only.
Paige is posting it looking so glamorous, like these gorgeous things, but you can't tell the size of them. It looks like it could be a huge like granola bowl. And I text her and I go, are you hungry though? And she goes, starving.
No, they're actually really good.
Yeah, but is it enough food?
It's enough food because you
for
can
an adult
eat, like, you can eat like bars. They have salads. Like, you can eat as they don't tell you like how much to eat. You can eat as much as you want. It's just okay. I'm so not used to just having like plants, and I only did it for like a couple days. I didn't even do it for a full week, and then like at late night I would do like my normal like let's get some nugs.
Why'd you stop?
They only sent it to me for a week.
You're like, my swipe,
I was like,
up.
I'm poor. I'm not buying this.
My swipe up ran out. Page 20 is now page 0, and here we are. But that was cute. That I'm proud of you. When you went on that sugar cleanse, you were such a bitch.
Guys, I went on the craziest diet like 2 summers ago before we started filming Summer House, because I was like, I just want to be fit, because I know all we do is drink all summer and eat
in
like
bikinis.
Absolute shit. Yeah, like what other TV show are they just like drinking in bikinis? So I did no sugar, no dairy, no carbs for 2 weeks.
She did air. She had
literally
coughed.
Lived on light.
I just coughed in your mouth.
I lived on light and air, and I was so happy about it. I was like,
you were
do
so
I live in
mean.
LA?
She was literally so mean. Like, I was eating anything, and she'd be like, what are you eating? And I'm like,
literally.
M&Ms. And you were like, don't do it around me. And
I
was like, you're protecting.
Out.
Hannah was in another room eating M&Ms, and I literally sniffed it out. I go, the audacity of you to eat a fucking M&M in my presence? And you were like, you weren't even in this room.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't even know you were here. Did she even go here? No, I felt like you were a little hoarse, and I was like, you want some M&Ms? And you were like, you like locked yourself in the bathroom at one point.
Yeah, I did. Because like, yeah, just so I needed a moment.
My diet for summer house is I just accept I'm going to gain 10 pounds.
Oh, my
and
God.
And the only time like I don't gain weight is because I'm having diarrhea stress.
Agreed. Usually when we like stop, when summer house is over, I then lose like 10 pounds because I just go back to not drinking as much.
Yeah. Well, speaking of partying.
Yeah.
Oh, my it's God. About to be your fucking birthday. Oh, my Scorpio God. Queen. Yeah.
My birthday's on Wednesday, November 4th. Can I tell you that I usually love my birthday and I love like celebrating it. And I never care about turning a year older because we're still in our 20s. But I'm having a real tough time thinking about turning 28.
Ooh. As an elder.
Yeah.
Who's 29. 27 to 28 is a game changer.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like that.
Because 27, you're still close to 26, which is close to 25, which is close to 20.
Yeah.
28 is when
I'm so glad that's how your brain works, because that's how I did it in my head, too. I was like, I'm practically 21.
When you're single at 27, people are like, oh, my God, you just need to, like, discover yourself, find what brings you joy. When you're single at 28, people start being like, so what are you? What are you doing with your life? Are you okay? Like, do you need to go to therapy? Why are you single? Why are you just doing fashion photos every night? Right. Why don't you try to work on yourself and find a real connection?
Hannah.
And stop doing fucking swipe ups for Sakara life.
Did you go through my DMs?
That was from Jessica. She DM'd me to ask Jessica. You that.
And the moral of the story is I'm going to be okay. And if I'm not... I'll let you know.
No, you're literally going to be so fine. I'm so excited for you. But I'm not fine because I don't know what to get you. Because you are literally, like, materialistically, I feel like anything you want, you get. Like,
yeah.
You have. And you have it for less.
Honestly, don't get me anything. My mom said the same thing. And I was like, I'm not celebrating it. Like, we're in a pandemic. Like, I can't do anything for it, obviously. And I don't. There's nothing like I want. I always said that because I don't own a Chanel bag, which I think is like a classic thing that every girl needs to have. And I always said like I don't want a Chanel bag if someone else is buying it for me. So this year I was like, maybe I'll splurge and buy myself a Chanel bag. And then I was like, we're in a pandemic. People are dying out here.
That's some Kim
People
Kardashian
are losing
shit.
Their shit. Yeah, that we'll get into that. And I was like, I can't just, like, go out and buy myself a Chanel bag. So
how would one go about buying a Chanel bag? Do you go to, like, the place in the city? Or do you call Chanel and you say,
is Chanel on the phone? Chanel.
Where's Chanel? Or do you go online and do your research? Or, like, and then, like, how do you pick which one you want?
I know. So I've been looking at so many online. And I'm just like, this is so tough. I feel like it's going to be like
buying a little house.
Yeah. You're buying a small house for like a baby. I feel like I'd have to either
like go. Is
that
where you're going to put your baby?
Yeah.
This is why you shouldn't be a mother ever.
I'm like, you live in here now. You're my accessory. You live in this bag. I feel like I would like go to the Chanel store or I would go to like. I don't know, Saks or something. I don't know. I had
like what
really,
color are you leaning towards?
I definitely do black. I would definitely do black and like a classic quilted leather. But I don't think this year is the year. So I think maybe I'll do it at 29.
So my question as like the dumb one of the group mm-hmm. with fashion.
Yeah.
Guys can't tell.
Oh, God.
What
no.
a bag is or
no,
like
no, no,
the,
no, 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 no.
the extent of it. Mm-mm. Some girls can tell. What are you doing it for?
I have always loved like classic, timeless fashion. Mm. And I've always loved Coco Chanel and like Audrey Hepburn and all of that. And there's just something about a Chanel bag that is just a classic piece. And I always think like my daughter will then use this bag. Like any designer bag that my mom had when she was younger, I've taken.
And there's, you like the idea of you buying it?
Yeah. Like, I would never want... Like, when I've had boyfriends in the past, they've... Some of them have been like, yeah, like, I'll get you the Chanel bag. And I'm like, But then when we break up, like, that bag will always be tainted to me because you bought it. Yeah. And my mom was like, I'll get you a Chanel bag, like, or we can go, like, halvesies on it. And I was like,
you guys,
I'm an adult.
This is why you shouldn't date, because boyfriends become ex-boyfriends. And then they ruin every song you listen to during the time that you dated. Yeah. They ruin, like, any food that you enjoyed, any restaurants. Like, I still can't eat Thai fusion. That, like, is a trigger for me. Like, they ruin things, so you have to decide what you need to keep sacred in your own life.
Can I tell you something? I've probably had maybe 5 real relationships, like, people that I'd be like, that was my ex-boyfriend. And then you have, like, those mini little bullshit things. But I've probably had, like, 4 or 5 real relationships. Anything they have ever given me, I have gotten rid of. I have not kept 1 piece of jewelry. I have not kept, like, a shoe.
What do you do with it?
I either give it back to them and say, like, I don't need it, you deal with it. Or I've given it to, like, a friend or something.
I throw it in their face. Or I burn it in front of them.
Yeah. I drop it off at them.
I drop it off at the voodoo shop and I say, ruin his fucking life. Now.
I've never thought of that, but I love that for us.
And then I, like, all the hair that I was collecting from the shower, I bring it to her. And I say, this is his. These are his pubes. Cut his dick off. Oh, that went dark real quick, you guys.
Yeah, that went left. Because I was thinking, like, I don't want him to die, but I want him to have the worst stomach ache he's ever had.
And then whenever he thinks it's over, the second wave comes.
Yeah. So I am not, like, the jewelry and all the gifts and stuff like that, like, it doesn't do anything for me, really, which you would think it was because I fucking love shit. But, so I never wanted a boyfriend to ever buy me a Chanel bag because I was like, I want to do that on my own because I want to be able to use it for the rest of my life.
I just realized what I want for my worst enemy. You know when, like, your sock keeps falling?
Yeah.
Or, like, your sock, something is just, like, off
in your
sock.
Something's in your sock.
Something's in your sock and the sock keeps falling. Yeah. And you have a little blister and it's, like, the back of the shoes rubbing. That's what I want for them for the rest of their fucking life.
I want everyone that I hate to just constantly have a blister on the back of their heel. Because how annoying.
And their favorite shoe rubs against that blister.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I actually have 2 blisters on the back of my feet right now. So someone hates me.
Someone wished that shit on you. That's some karma, bitch. But what I was trying to say is, like, I've been shopping on Amazon for people.
Dude.
But, like, I feel like you have your own Amazon storefront in your little studio apartment. Have you been... I feel like you've bought everything on Amazon in the last... during quarantine. And so have I.
Okay. Quick side note. This is how I know that I am an adult. Because I've always done, like, a drunk purchase here and there, and it's like a lip gloss or, like, a top or something just, like, stupid, whatever, a skincare something. I have been getting drunk, coming home and ordering shit on Amazon and forgetting about it. Yesterday, full pot and pan set delivered. Full pots and pans. The day before that,
you don't cook.
Correct. Full knife set, cutlery. Needed it. Guess I needed it. Week before that, toaster. So, like, I don't know how much more adult I could be than ordering pots and pans.
Your drunk self was Martha Stewart.
Yeah, literally. Bitch turns into Martha Stewart and she's like, we need this.
By the way, did you hear that Martha Stewart said the thing she missed most while in jail was lemons? Which is hilarious.
But that just made my day.
That's the most Martha Stewart thing I ever heard. Also, when I think about it, I imagine them being like, we can't give her lemons. Like, she'll squirt it at in people's eyes and she'll get past the jail guard. And then, like, Snoop Dogg will pick her up outside and they'll, like, escape together.
Can we talk about how that's probably the best friendship I've ever seen in my life? She wished him a happy birthday the other day on Instagram. And I was like, this friendship is so pure.
And they, like, need a podcast.
No, like, why don't they have one?
Because I want to know what they talk about.
What and like, how he's often, like, do they chat?
He's like, hey, Martha, what'd you make this morning?
Is that your Snoop Dogg impression? What the fuck was that?
That was the worst impression I've ever done in my life, and I'm so embarrassed, and I'm so upset that this podcast isn't edited,
because
now everyone's judging me. I'm Jan and Juice. I don't know.
That was good. I like that, though.
Jan and Juice.
My headphones.
What's up, y'all? It's Snoop Doggy Dog.
I love Snoop. Better? I love. No, it wasn't better, but it's okay.
It wasn't worse.
You can't be perfect.
Different.
Yeah, it wasn't worse. It was different.
Sometimes I'm so good at voices. I just want to feel like a normal person.
And right.
I butchered a Donald Trump impression the other day.
How'd that
was
feel?
Embarrassing. It humbles me sometimes.
Yeah.
Because once you start it, you don't know what's going to come out of your mouth. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Anyway, what else have you been getting on Amazon?
So we were talking the other day and we were going through like our Amazon purchases.
Yeah, like I'm pulling up my Amazon purchases because I need to be held accountable for my actions right now. And I need to embarrass myself.
I realized I bought a lot of nail polish, like lots of nail polish.
So I'm starting this new thing where I decided that I'm going to make art.
Okay, right. You said that.
But I haven't made any of it. But I've bought, I bought in sea glass.
Sea glass? What do you even do with that?
Spray paint. I don't know. I thought I could do something cool with sea glass. And now I just have like pounds of sea glass, which are like pretty. Then I did buy a wooden thing like to paint.
Okay. Like an
easel?
And
it's all just in a corner. No, it was like a wood plank. And I was going to like paint it.
You were going to paint the plank.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, I'm trying to do this like whole like modern beach house vibe.
Okay.
And then I bought all these corks. Like corks. Because I saw on Pinterest people like make things with corks.
Are you okay?
No.
Yeah.
Because I just am buying like half of 10 art projects. Not really.
Okay.
It's more just like I want to feel creative, but then I'm actually have real work to do right now.
Right. And you're like, oh, gotta work on my cork board.
And let's just say the people at Amazon are just laughing in my face.
I will start to worry about you when you're like, I just painted this wood plank and I put this cheeky little saying, live, laugh, love on it. And I hung it in the family room. That's when we'll have a straight intervention.
Home is where the beach is. Yeah. Sand in my toes is where I find happiness. Also, I'm guilty.
What if we just talked only in those like weird like sayings that moms hang over like the kitchen table? Like, family is the happiness of the home. Or like, I don't even know.
Yeah, that's actually my worst nightmare. And yeah. If I walk into a guy's place and I see any kind of quote.
No.
Any kind of like motivational quote. My friend Chris,
mm-hmm.
who works at Southampton Social. I'm blowing his spot up right now.
Yes, I know.
But
Chris.
He's really cute, and he's like designing his own apartment. But like, it's a straight guy designing your own actually house. And I was just like, oh, what aesthetic are you going with? And he was like, I put up a painting. And I was like, oh my god, cool. What kind of painting? And he goes, it's not really painting. It's just a quote. I said, what? And he goes, I read it every day. I walk outside the house. I said, what is it? It goes, it says hustle.
No.
Hustle. Hard work is like at the other side of your comfort zone. No. And I go, I have never been drier. My pussy has never been drier. I go, put that shit in your notes in your phone. Okay.
Right? Like, you don't need to put it on the wall.
I wonder what goes on in straight men's heads sometimes when they are putting up a hustle quote outside their door, or when they're taking photos of people. I just want to know what goes on their head when straight guys do those things.
Straight men decorating is a funny thing that people don't talk about enough. I once went into one of my guy friend's apartments, and this is like a while ago, and they have like this crazy painting up, and I was like looking at it, and I go, I feel like that should be really expensive. Like, what is this painting? Like, and I don't know anything about art, but
you're
just
like, maybe I don't understand the art.
Yeah, I'm
here.
Like, do I understand this?
Or I'm
like,
missing what is something over my head.
That's my worst nightmare, is to like someone to start being explaining art and then ask you what you think of it. And you're just like, I don't know.
I thought your worst nightmare was accidentally going to jail for tax evasion because you don't know how taxes work.
That is my worst nightmare. I can have more than one. I have multiple. I have them all written down in my notes. I'm like, don't let this happen to you. Don't let this happen to you.
the notes in people's phones. I think one day we have to be like,
no,
hey, read
it's
the notes.
No, that actually, I'm vetoing that. Because that is something so sacred, I feel like. No one ever sees the notes in your phone. The shit I have written down is insanity.
This is the problem with notes, though. There's no organization or rhyme or reason. So then when you try to, like, think of something or why you wrote something. Like, I have the most random just, like, songs that I want to download written everywhere in my phone. And I can never find it after. Mostly my notes are, like, before stand-up gigs, me writing down, like, the order of my jokes.
I have, like, daily to-do list. Future baby names, fall to-do list, my fears. I have written down my fears. Why? I don't know.
I don't think that's good.
It's not good. I don't know when I did that or why I did that, but it's something
Paige,
that's in there.
I was talking to this comedian, Manon Matthews. She's when I'm burning in hell. Mm-hmm. She was talking about how your brain does not process, like, negatives.
Okay.
So if you're like, I don't want to go to jail for tax evasion, your brain just hears going to jail for tax evasion.
No,
manifesting going
to jail
for tax evasion.
Do not put that energy on me. Do not.
I'm just saying you have to change your words.
Let me change my narrative.
Your subconscious just hears the words. So you need to be like, I'm paying taxes and
I'm paying
living
taxes.
Free.
No, I'm living free. I'm paying my taxes. I'm doing my bills. I literally got something in the mail from like the treasury yesterday and I go, this is it. This is the time. This is when it happens. It's like a tax refund for like $4. I was like, thank you so much. Thank you.
Also, like, just get a fucking accountant.
I have one. I'm not worried about it. It's also just like a funny thing now that's turned into like a whole thing. But wait, back to the Amazon ordering during quarantine.
Yeah.
I ordered in an odd amount of underwear. Like an odd amount.
So did I.
Why?
It's because we don't want to do laundry right now.
I think that's what it was. I was just like, fuck these underwear.
I actually have an update because, you know, I only wear granny panties.
Yeah.
It's like my brand. So
I don't know if everyone knows that about you, though. I feel like you think people know that and really only the people closest to you know that. Hannah refuses. Now, I've lived with Hannah for many a summer.
Too long.
And Hannah refuses to wear a thong. She won't do it.
I will not wear that butt floss.
No, she.
I will not wear that butt floss that society puts onto us.
And there have been so many times where we've gotten ready to go out, and I'm like, Hannah, you can't wear that. You can see your underwear. And she goes, this is me. Take it or leave it.
I go, I'm not trying to pretend I don't wear underwear. Okay? If the guy likes a fat ass, he's going to have a good time.
Quality about you that I actually do have learned to love.
But I made this update because I wear like full granny panties. Like, you know, when. Like, my whole ass is covered.
Yeah.
I hate the feeling of wedgies. I hate it.
That is not what it feels like, though. Like, I'm telling
like,
you.
You know, people are like, oh, at least do a cute boy short. I'd rather a thong than those boy shorts that are just, like, what are you doing? Just, why, I might as well just stick toilet paper up my ass.
No, I think boy shorts are actually very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. And then it's literally, I'd wish it on my worst nightmare. Just, like, a constant wedgie. When you're trying to focus on what you're saying and you just feel your butthole being attacked.
I don't think I even have, I don't have one pair of underwear that isn't a thong.
You're clearly not doing like high activity because when you play tennis, like you cannot play sports in thongs because they say that like there's some kind of bacteria or something that's rubbing against it. Like, because think about like your butt sweat and your vagina sweat and like,
I don't
oh my
sweat.
God, this got so dark. Yeah, you don't sweat.
I just sparkle.
But no, I do wear thongs now, but I bought this new underwear and I'll do a swipe up on Giggly Squad Instagram where like it looks like a thong in the front. Like it looks like it's a G-string in the front.
Okay.
But then the back, it turns into like a full diaper. But
in the front, it looks sexy. I love
but
that
But in the back,
you.
My butt is covered.
Okay. Well, I bought a lot of like Calvin Klein thong underwear. During quarantine.
Ooh, I did Calvin Klein too.
I love that. I feel like they're so comfy.
Do you ever not wear underwear at all?
Okay, so actually this is an interesting topic of conversation because I don't. Like, I always wear underwear. And some of my girlfriends think it's so weird that I wear underwear when I wear workout leggings.
It's not weird.
I don't think it's weird.
I like my lips to be covered. I like them to be in a home.
They
can't get away.
Yeah, this is your home. This is where you live. What if some shit went down?
Like my labia just like out and about.
I'm uncomfortable with it. I wear underwear to bed also. Like, people think that's weird. I'm like,
I'd rather go topless with underwear than no underwear bra.
Like, I'm not a big, like, sleep naked person either. What if there is a fire?
I don't wake up for anything, so I don't care about that.
Hannah and I had to get up this morning for 11 a.m. We were like, good morning. We were like, you would have thought it was 6 a.m. We were like,
we're waking up during this pod. Like, at 40 minutes, I'm going to be awake, and I can't wait
for that. It's because I don't fall asleep till 3 a.m. I was watching the Lily James Armie Hammer movie. We'll get into it. Okay, we need to move on because I actually have so much to say today.
We need to do front page news because the shit going on right now is fucking insane.
So my first story is Kim Kardashian. She turned 40. She took all of her family members and some close friends to an island in Tahiti, and she is getting major, major backlash. Khloé was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she was like, yeah, it's like a frustrating year. I get it. People are so annoyed about it. But she wanted to do this nice thing. And Kim posted, like, we took so many precautions. We all got tested multiple times. We all quarantined before we left. The resort that we stayed at was actually very happy to have visitors. They got, like, they were being paid.
Helping small business.
Helping small business. People were saying that Kim's, like, glam photo shoot on the island was very tone deaf with the captions. Someone was like, I haven't seen my family in 4 months. Here's the thing that I think. Look, you can feel however you want about the Kardashians, but you cannot compare yourself to them in any situation.
No.
Like, they are not like you and I living in, like, this normal COVID world.
Yeah, like, you don't know what you would do if you were in their situation. Like, that same person being like, this is tone deaf, like, whatever. If you had $1 billion,
right,
would you still be sitting in your mom's basement?
They should be, like, you know, a little bit more philanthropic, I guess, during COVID and not going to private islands.
Maybe they are philanthropic.
Yeah,
do you,
like,
know?
No, I mean, they definitely,
I mean, Kim
are.
Literally goes from, like, she's doing, like, serious prison reform or whatever.
Yeah, wait, I watched Kim's thing on Netflix with David Letterman. Yeah. I like her.
People,
like,
said she sounded like she sounded very educated on the topics. And
I mean, there was one time when David Letterman, like, was talking about prison reform, and he was like, how do you feel about, and he went into, like, this big long sentence of, like, all these smart things. And in my head, I was like, what the fuck did he just say?
You were like, this is
and
bad.
And she goes, well, I don't know what you just said. And I was like,
so she's being honest.
Yeah, she was just like, I don't know what that means. I'm still in law school. I love her. I've always been a Kim stan. I get it. People are mad that she went and did this, but also she's rich enough to have the means to for everyone to get tested, everyone to, like, they weren't spreading it, no one was sick, like, whatever.
Also, like, it's Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, like,
what
you
did
just
people expect? Her job is to post their glamorous lifestyle for us to laugh at it. That's why the best part about it was the memes, because she posted the tweet that was like, okay, it said, after 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time. And then my friend posted the Jersey Shore house.
Wait, that's epic. That's epic.
So
oh
funny.
My God.
So people had fun with it. And look, the Kardashians, the whole part about it is they're not humans. And
yeah,
the
they're not.
I know they're not humans is because Khloé Kardashian posted a photo. Mm-hmm. With no nostrils.
Yeah. Why doesn't Khloé. She have a friend that's like, yo, bitch, you edited that too much? Kim Kardashian keeps posting photos where she has 6 toes. How is no one catching her on it?
Or, like, get a new Photoshop team, because clearly they're
high
off
their
mind.
Yeah, like, I know you're not face-tuning by yourself.
I told you, I want a new thing that if you use a certain level of editing, Instagram should flag it to just say this photo has been highly edited.
Wow, you're a life ruiner, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah,
to
you're
ruin
trying.
Lives out
you're
here.
Trying to get out and, like, really.
But I also do think the more you edit your photos, the more you hate yourself in real life.
Yeah, so true, so true. I'm telling you, one of the best compliments I've ever gotten. This was, like, a while ago. Some guy said to me, "You know what? You look the same on your Instagram, and actually, I think you're better in person." And I was like, oh my God.
Let's normalize that.
Let's
normalize
that.
Trying to look the same as you do on your Instagram.
I was like, thank
or
you so
actually
much.
Being more fun in person.
Yeah.
On your Instagram.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Hey, gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless, and they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly.
Speaking of aesthetics, mm-hmm. Sam Smith,
yeah,
who is a they now,
mm-hmm. Really?
Has undergone, yeah, he's, she, it's they.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So they got hair transplants.
Okay.
And they love them. How would you feel mm-hmm. if your man was mm-hmm. losing his hair?
Okay.
And got, and wanted, like, I feel like you have thoughts about this.
Yeah, I feel like I totally do. So I have some guy friends who have gotten hair transplants, And the confidence in which these men now walk around is so like heartwarming, because I'm like, go off, like, do your fucking thing, bang those 21-year-old girls while you're 35. Like, they feel so much better about themselves. And I think here's how I feel about hair transplants and like any cosmetic surgery that you electively want to get. If you really feel like it is going to make you more confident and you are going to like yourself more, I think go and do it. But if it's a deeper rooted issue that you're like, yep, a girl and you're like, I have to get my tits done, I have to get my that's the same thing, boobs, but you never know.
We get it. Do you
I can't believe I just said the word tits. What am I, like, trash? My mom is going to be like, are you fucking kidding me, Paige?
She's like, you've been hanging out with Hannah too much. Yeah.
If you have to get your lips done, your nose done, like, usually with girls, there's a deeper issue. With guys getting hair transplant, that shit is so normal. Like, they lose their hair. If I was dating a guy and he was like, I really want to do this, I would be so supportive. I was like, okay, like, yeah.
You know what? I think I'd be supportive too. Calf implants, no. It's not because they don't, like, maybe they, like, look good. It's the point that this guy was so insecure that he thought he needed calf implants. Like, at some point.
Who is that?
I don't know, but guys get them.
That's
also guys
insane.
Are getting this new like jawline thing, which is scary to me, because you know when you don't realize like what makes a guy hot and what doesn't. Turns out we don't like anyone; we just like jawlines. That's what I realized.
Yeah.
So guys are like getting fillers to have jawlines, and they're going from like literally a guy that's like being shoved into a locker in high school.
I mean,
to
I'm
Chris
all
Evans.
Into a guy take like getting a pedicure. You know, getting a facial here and there. But if they're going and getting as much cosmetic, like lasering their face and like doing all this fake bullshit, like, no. I needed you to be like
I'm okay
a boy.
With a little metrosexual. Like, I'm okay with European. Yeah. But if you go past European and you're straight up, like, it's just like it shows how deeply insecure you are. And it goes back for men or women. I think you're right. Before you do any like real cosmetic surgery, go to therapy for 3 months.
Right. I agree.
To see
totally agree.
If it's not just, you don't just have to call your dad. Sometimes you just have to call your dad.
Yeah, honestly, that's what it is. I called my dad the other day, and I'm not kidding. The confidence boost in which I received. He takes the FaceTime from my mom. He goes, I just want to let you know that I love you so much, and I love you like every single day. And I'm your, I mean, he was talking a mile a minute, just like gassing me the fuck up. And I was just like, dude, I fucking love you. Like, I am obsessed with my dad. Like,
see,
on another level.
See, my dad just has to, like, acknowledge me and, like, not shit on me for a second, because we just are always roasting each other. And he just has to be like, hey, I love you. And I'm like, I love him so much. Anyway, we have daddy issues.
This is a great story. One time, this is years ago, I think I was in college. Some guy was like being rude to me or something and just like being a dick. And my comeback to him was like, not going to work because I fucking love my dad. Not going to work with me. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I have a dad. He loves me. I love him. So this game doesn't fucking work with me. And I was just like, wow, that's kind of a badass bitch line.
You guys, whenever any dude fucks with you, just go, this isn't going to work for me. Because I love my dad.
I love my dad. So
this isn't
nice going
to work
because
I love my dad. So move on to the next girl. That is so fucking good.
Yeah,
my dad's whole thing with me is always like, don't let boys distract you. And then when I start dating a guy, he just goes, don't ruin his life. So I don't know what kind of games my dad's playing with me, but I like it.
I like that too.
Can we discuss Emily Rad?
Dude, maybe the cutest pregnant human I've ever seen in my life.
And she knows it.
Yeah, no, she knows it. She's not even. I was dying laughing when I was looking at her pregnancy photos, because I was like, first of all, Hannah was that size a month ago when we took her pregnancy shoot.
I literally had nachos and I was bigger than that.
And also, this is very interesting. She wrote like the whole essay for Vogue. Also, did you read her essay that she wrote about the photographer sexually assaulting her? I thought it was really good.
The Cut article, yep.
People were like, oh my God, Emily, we don't care what you have to say. You're just a supermodel, which I was like, first of all, rude.
Basically, for people who didn't read it, she, as a young model, you get put on photo shoots. Sometimes you get paid. Sometimes it's just like good to have a famous photographer shoot you.
Yeah.
And this guy was like pretty legit. She said she went upstate with him. And he basically, it was like kind of like a lingerie thing. And she was like getting drunk with him. And she was just saying how he was awkward. And then eventually, like, he was like, let's go nude. And she was like taking photos nude. And the next thing you know, he was like trying to like put his finger in her.
Yeah.
And like, she was like, no.
And then he ended up like taking all of the pictures and like creating a book. And like, she never got paid for any of it. And it was
So then he came out with a book. And she apparently had, he's saying that she signed like a waiver being like, before she went on the shoot, but they couldn't even find that. Yeah. And she lost like tons of money and lawyer fees. And I think he's like loaded, but yeah, he had a whole like New York, art show of just her nudes. And like, and she was just like,
people were like, she was like, this was the part that blew my mind so much. She was like, just imagine someone having a nude photo of you, like above their couch.
Yeah.
If it's and not then, my husband, don't want it.
Also, if I ever walked into a guy's apartment and there was a nude photo of Emily Ratajkowski, I'd be like, Jesus Christ, get it together.
So I can't believe you just said that, because one time I did walk into a guy's apartment and there was
years ago.
This was actually probably a year before Perry and I were dating. I walked into this guy's apartment and he had a massive picture of Emily Ratajkowski like in a bathing suit, in like a Sports Illustrated bathing suit. And he was like, he was like, that's like a really famous. And I go, okay.
Like, it's like, grow the fuck up. Take down your poster.
That's when I'll take the live, laugh, love poster.
That is,
that is the only exception where I'm like, put a live, laugh, love thing.
Guys, live, laugh, love. Just like having like, you know, they have those like 50s or 40s photos of like women who are like over a car and they're like, it's art. I'm
there
like,
was
no,
a guy.
There was you have no taste.
There was a guy one time that had an Audrey Hepburn picture with a ball gag in her mouth. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's like rich guys being like, this is art. And it's like, no, you're not interesting because you're trying to sexualize a queen.
I was like, how dare you do that to Audrey Hepburn? Then he was like, you kind of look like her. And I was like, thank you so much.
What's next?
Okay, so Armie Hammer got... This is like so crazy. So obviously Armie Hammer is my number one. I actually realized last night when I was watching the movie Rebecca with him and Lily James, he's my number one. Like if I ever met him, I'm sorry, but I'm throwing myself at him. Like I love him. Everything about him I love.
I'm so not sure about that.
I think he's so good looking. There's something about his voice. He's like big. Oh my God, I can't even talk about it.
Have you ever seen his like interviews? Like, do you like his personality?
Yes. I love everything about him.
You sound like Claire from The Bachelorette, but continue.
I don't care. I love him. So he commented on Timothy Chevrolet's Instagram and said king shit with a bunch of emojis, like the eggplant emoji, the water like spout emoji, hearts and fire, and people were like freaking out about it, like, you're 50 years old, no one cares about you, why are you saying this? And he was like, whoa, calm down. He was trying to be sarcastic, how like when girls comment on other girls' Instagrams, like, yes, queen, like, do that, whatever.
He was being funny.
He was being funny. And it made me love him even more. That's really the only story. I just wanted to bring him up.
You but literally just wanted to tell a story about how much you love Armie Hammer, which is a perfect transition for me to discuss The Bachelorette, which I know you don't watch and you didn't understand my reference that you're just like Claire from The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, Claire is 39. She's the oldest Bachelorette ever.
Okay.
And she has been on multiple seasons.
Should I be watching The Bachelorette? Like, it's just, I've never watched it. I've never watched The Bachelor. I've never watched The Bachelorette. And I love reality TV. I just can't get into
it. Then you should. You should. But it's like, I started watching it when I was with my girlfriends in college. And it was like our Monday football. Like, it's like, come on, Tim.
Right.
We're rooting for Tim.
Right.
And like, you just get so into it. And it's just amazing. And they also have a great humor to it. It's funny.
Okay.
Anyway, so she did the number one rule that you don't do as the Bachelorette, which is actually quite easy, is you don't, when the guy comes out of the limo, when they all come out and you meet them, go, I just met my husband.
Well, I would never be the Bachelorette.
No, but literally, like, your only job is, like, even if of 30 people, what I always say with the Bachelorette is, like, you know the three guys you like. you meet 30 guys, you know which three you like.
Right.
But you have to keep your cards close to your chest, as they say in Love Island. I keep my cards close to my chest and make America like fucking not know what you're going to do. She immediately just goes, oh my God, I just met my husband.
I'm surprised they kept that in, because from a television standpoint, like.
Well, I don't think they were going to. But she was so out of control to the point that the other men start revolting, which has never happened in any Bachelorette.
They staged a coup.
With other men, were basically like, yeah, they staged a coup. And they were like,
well, we're
clearly
so
you just want to be with Dale.
I don't right.
Even, yeah, that was like a real great reference.
Is this a political podcast?
I don't even know how to
now?
Spell a coup, but
yeah,
this is a political podcast. Who cares? So she basically won't stop talking about Dale. Like, a guy will come and she'd be like, but what do you think about Dale? Like, you know when you have a crush on someone
and you can't stop saying their name? You keep bringing them up in conversation.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, that reminds me of Dale. Or it's like, does that refrigerator remind you of the time that, like, Dale
opened a refrigerator?
Yeah. Or like, oh my God, I love water. Dale likes water.
Yeah. I love when you get in, like,
because you know when
moods.
You're with your friends and, like, you're just trying to have brunch and, like, everything they say is, it's just like she's having a Sheena moment, except she has no friends. She just has other guys she's dating.
Yeah.
And it's like when you still like your ex and, like, you go on your first date and you're just like, my ex was, like, really into this. Yeah, like, the waitress brings the water and you're like, my ex was a swimmer. So anyway,
wow, I'm going to say that.
So I think the guys are starting to revolt.
Yeah.
And that's why they were like, okay, so we need to show why they're revolting. And then what happens is, I think she ends up just leaving with the guy, like, really early. And then a new girl comes in, which is insane because they're supposed to pick guys that want that girl. So I don't know how that transition is going to work.
Wait.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the Bachelorette, like, cuts her season short.
Like,
because
really
she's,
short.
Because she's like, nah, I met my man. I'm
also
leaving.
This guy is this, like, he, like, used to be a football player. So, you know how I feel about that.
I get it.
He he's like a male fitness model in New York City. Like, we know people who know him. His name's Dale Moss. He's, like, this light-skinned, like, tall black guy. And, like, yeah, he's cute. Yeah, he's sweet. But, like, you don't know the person until you've gone to IKEA with them.
Right. And just like
male models are
monsters.
Like, I'd say worse than athletes, because at least athletes are going to like make money.
Right. I was thinking it, but I was like, no, I can't say it.
I said it.
Thank God.
Gonna make money.
Thank God someone said it.
At least they like don't care about their appearance more than you. And at least they like are going to have athletic children. So then you can like, they can get scholarships in college. I've thought about this. Male models, like, they're also treated differently because they're so good looking.
Yeah.
You don't understand this because this happened to you, but, like, people assume that you're, like, nicer and, like, more successful and everything
only
because you have a symmetrical
guy,
face.
Though. Only if you're
true,
a guy.
True, when you're a guy. Well, as a girl, like, you, I feel like people might be nicer
I
to
also
you.
Want to be, I want to be the better looking one in the relationship. Like, yeah. I want him to be like, I can't believe I got her. And me be like, exactly.
I
can't believe
you
didn't either.
And it's good because they say that, like, you have to find a balance. But they always say, like, do you want the guy to like you more than you like him?
I feel like there's a balance. There's a balance. Yeah. But I feel like what I go off of is my dad loves my mom way more. Like, way more. Like, this man cannot do
they
a single thing.
They say for a successful marriage, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
And I think there's always times in relationships, we're talking about, like, in the past, that you like them more than they like you, and it's, like, super fun. But then you're like, okay, but now I want to, like, go to sleep at night. Like, you like me more than I like you.
There's a part where you're like, oh, like, this is so fun. I'm, like, so obsessed with you. But then you also start to get nervous because you're like, wait, do you like me? We haven't even talked about, like, are you obsessed with me too? And I'm like, then, I can't be in that stage.
Then
constantly.
You're like at your wedding day and you're like, hey, do you like me?
Yeah.
Are you mad at me?
Yeah. Like, are we?
Wait, am I being annoying?
Yeah. You literally are going to be up on the altar and you're going to be like, am I being annoying right now? Am I being too loud?
I like do my speech and I was like, was that too much? No, I literally need someone who I can like literally fart inside their mouth and they're like, I love that.
Yeah. You definitely do. Okay, my next story is, we never even talked about this, Chrissy Teigen and having her miscarriage. I mean, that was just heart-wrenching. She had a stillbirth.
It was heart-wrenching, but also as someone who was in the hospital, the fact that she got the amount of content she got is a lot. Like, I'm sorry, at what point were you like, okay, I'm going to be crying And I need, because
I don't think she knew. Like, I think she was getting so much content because she thought she was in there. Like, this is like routine. We'll be fine. And then like shit really got crazy. But she had written an entire essay about the stillbirth of her son Jack, and Hillary Clinton started following her on Twitter and then tweeted about her, like how brave it was and how that it happens to so many women and no one really talks about it, and how much Chrissy helped her, or like just was helping women in general. And Chrissy like started to delete tweets and videos because she was like, Hillary Clinton follows me now. Like, I cannot be out here wilding. And so I was thinking in my head, and I wanted to ask you, who, if someone started following you on Instagram or Twitter, what would make you freak out? Like, who is the one person that you'd be like, damn, like, they follow me right now?
Well, fun fact.
Okay.
Donald Trump Jr. follows me.
Shut the fuck up.
I literally just do dating and fart tweets. And Donald Trump Jr., like, it happened like a year ago. I was like, that's weird.
He's the one that was having the affair with Aubrey O'Day.
I think he's the brunette one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was having the affair with Aubrey O'Day
while he was married.
Correct.
Also, is Aubrey O'Day okay?
I don't know. Someone's got to check on her.
But anyway, who?
I feel like would be someone in fashion. Like, if
I love how you asked me to be like, can you ask me what my?
Well, I wanted you to think. I want you. That's what I would offer.
Okay, we don't care.
Who
in fashion?
Like, if Victoria Beckham started following me, I'd lose it. Like, I would just lose my mind.
Would you then like question every outfit you post?
Everything. I'd question everything. I'd be like, what specifically made her follow
me? I'm more like, if a person that I like have a crush on starts following me,
okay,
then it's like little things like. Yeah, if someone a new friend who I think is cool starts following me, then I'm like, you have to reassess your whole Instagram strategy. You're like, do I do Insta stories like this anymore? Like, how does Hannah do an Insta story?
Can I tell you that, like, when people start following me that I know in, like, everyday life for the first time, I get really nervous because I'm like, oh, shit, they don't know what front page news is, and I'm a psychopath. And there's so many times where I've had friends text me and be like, wait, can we just talk about this for a second? What are you doing? Like, I'm like, this is front page news and you'll get it. Like,
yeah, like it's a zone you get in and you kind of black out and you can't.
Learn it, live it, love it.
Exactly. And but the best part about when someone new follows you is looking at your Instagram from the perspective of that person and trying to think if you're cool or not.
1,000%. Why does no one talk about it?
I
go on my Finsta and watch my own Instagram stories and I'm like, what do people think of me? The one night I was sitting with one of my girlfriends and she goes, what are you doing? And I go, watching my Instagram story back, because today was a fucking masterpiece. And she was
when
like,
the story truly comes together. My favorite thing is, you know, the Lady Gaga meme where she's like, amazing, inspiring. Yeah. Like game changing. That's me watching my own Instagram.
Revolutionary.
Like, when it's literally just me reposting a tweet.
Yeah.
Do you have any other news?
No, that was it.
I felt it ending. We are going to wrap up with my new favorite segment that we're doing.
Yeah.
Pep talk time.
Say I love it. Pep talk time.
That's how you have to say it. We're talking about all your problems.
We're giving you advice. We're talking about it. Hannah, what is the question?
Okay, so we got a lot of good stuff this week. Yes. We have to talk about it. We have to tell you exactly how we feel. Okay. The first one is Erica.Liston.
Okay.
I don't know if I should blow people up on here, but I will. He says he can't treat me
Eric?
Just like...
Or Erica?
Erica.
Okay.
He says he can't treat me just like any other hoe.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Fuck that in capital letters. How do I get him to ? I want the D. Well,
oh, interesting.
Interesting. First of all, I don't love that he used the word hoe.
Don't love that. I have so many questions. So Erica is trying to sleep with this man.
This literally sounds like a me and Luke situation.
And he's saying to her, I can't just treat you like every other girl because I care about you.
Yeah, this doesn't make sense.
No. Erica, leave.
So, yeah, he is he thinks you don't, your dad doesn't love you.
Yeah.
And he is trying to work some shit. This is the thing with men.
Yeah.
When you use sex as a tool for control, mm-hmm. or like putting your pussy on a pedestal when you didn't even want the pussy on a pedestal, something weird is going on. Because at the end of the day, if you have sex the first date or the 30th date, it doesn't matter. You gotta see if the dick game is strong.
Now, if Erica said this to him on the first date and he was like, I can't treat you like that, this is the first date, then I would get it.
I get that.
If you're like a couple weeks into talking or a couple dates into whatever and he has not tried to sleep with you, he does not like you, because guys will literally sleep with like anything that walks down the street if like that girl winks at
them. Or he has a weird thing with sex where like, why does having sex mean that you're treating a girl like a hoe?
Or he's gay, because that's what my mom says if someone doesn't like me. She's like, clearly, Paige, he is gay.
And I'm like, she goes, and that's what a gay person is. Someone who's a man who's not attracted to you.
And that's how I learned about gay people. My mom was like, they don't like you. They like you as a person.
Turns out gay guys actually love you.
Yeah, no, I love gay guys. Yeah, they're actually.
Okay, this is a good one from Danielle Steen _. What advice would you give for scooping out a guy? Scoping? I go scooping
this
out.
Is
what
a podcast
is this, a new thing
for kids who can't read good? Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers
47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What advice would you give for scoping out a guy before going on a date during COVID? So basically she's saying, what is our process in the past? What is our process for before you go on a date? Researching the guy. I love this because it is in depth.
Yeah.
First thing I do is the general Google.
Yeah.
If you have the full name, great. If you don't, no problem. We will get it.
Yeah. No, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. So let's say we have like Mike D. So Mike D, you put in his location. Let's say he's in Maryland. Mike D, you put in his job, obviously. If he doesn't have the job, you put in the general job, like accounting. He'll have something about like a college he went to. There will be enough information. You just put all the information you have and then you delve through. You have to look at the LinkedIn, but look at it from
you have to be signed out so that they can't see that you've looked at it,
which is key.
No, that's key.
And when you look at the LinkedIn, like, look how in depth the LinkedIn is. Like, yeah, if he's putting too much stuff, like if he has recommendations on his LinkedIn from his coworkers, like, he's a fucking loser.
Yeah,
like why do you need so much validation from other people?
I like to go on the Facebook, look at the pictures, see if we have any mutuals, get their birthday, figure out their sign, see if we're even compatible.
Put it
off
into one of those compatibility charts.
I like to also figure out what college they went to, what year they graduated, in case they're on any type of roster. I like to see that roster photo. What did you play in college?
And that's where you get the real height.
Yeah, that is where you will figure out how tall this human is.
And you also find
is
out if he's a loser or a winner. Because if you want your children to be winners, you can't be fornicating with losers.
Right. So definitely the Facebook, definitely Google.
Also from his sports thing, it says like who his parents are and his major. Like you get a lot of info from that D3 lacrosse summer.
Then you need to Google Maps that shit.
Yeah. Also, if you played lacrosse, the sex will not be consensual. So move the fuck on.
If you played hockey, you will get an STD. Wear a condom.
And if you played football, he might not be able to form a sentence.
But you'll have a great time.
Yes. When he's not cheating on you.
Yeah.
So we have LinkedIn. We have Facebook. Then also like just Google image to see what comes up.
Yeah, you can reverse Google image, which I like recently started becoming obsessed with.
Do explain.
So you could like copy a picture and then put it into Google image search, like paste that picture and then
and
that
see where
comes
it
up.
Is.
Yeah, like where was this photo taken? What is the vibe? And then like pictures like of that person will come up and you're like.
But people talk shit about Facebook and I really think like Facebook is where you get the goods. Facebook is where you get that like awkward photo he forgot to set to private like freshman year of college and you're like, oh.
And then I like to see what Instagram whores they're following. I feel like that's very important for our relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, are you into blondes? Are you into big boobs? Are you into bikini Instagram girls? Are you in, like, what are you into? I need to know.
I really, really cannot even deal with a guy who's following too many, many thotty girls because it's like, do that shit in private.
One time, one of my friends, their Instagram was like open on the table and I like their explore page was open and I was just like, that's your explore page?
It's just like tits.
I go, what are you casting a pornography? Like how is that? Like, cause, and then I was like, He was like, well, what's your explore page? And it's literally just fashion. Like, it's just girls and like TikToks of like, look at these shoes. And I was like, I don't know, like normal shit or like comedy, memes. And I go, you are casting a pornography, but okay.
Mine is literally cats and memes and food.
Yeah. I mean, normal things.
Oh my God, I love that. When you first start seeing a guy, be like, can I see your explore page?
Yeah. And you have to like go when they're searching someone, you have to see where you are in the lineup. Like if they've searched you one
time.
Tell
me if you do this or not.
Yeah.
Do you, when you start seeing a guy, make sure he's not in your top search?
Yes. Are you kidding? That's number one rule. So a couple of years ago, I was on a date and this was like maybe like third or fourth date. And we're like sitting on his couch and we were talking about something on Instagram and I'm sitting next to him and he goes, oh my God, I have to like look that up. And he went to the search page. I was the first person he searched. And I was just like, you're obsessed with me.
That is the best fucking feeling in the world.
Yeah, it is.
I had the worst fucking feeling in the world in college when I first got to college. I started seeing this hockey guy and that was back then. We didn't even have Instagram. And I Googled him and I clicked on like all the articles because he had like articles. I just wanted to see if he was going to go pro, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to know if I was dealing with...
No, valid.
I just wanted to see if he was going... And he did end up going pro. Mm-hmm. And he also ended up having sex with my friend, but they got married. It was... Yeah, anyway, so
I digress.
But like he was in my dorm room and we were looking at my computer and I don't know why, but somehow like I jokingly was like, let's Google you.
No.
Because I want to play myself.
You're a monster.
And every single link had
that
been
you
clicked
had clicked
in a different color. And I was just sitting there and I don't, I wasn't quick enough back then. And I think I just...
That's my worst nightmare.
It was. It's truly terrifying. I think I have dreams of that nightmare.
Going on a date and having to pretend like you don't know everything about this human is the true testament that women are stronger than men. It really is. We're smarter. We're stronger. We're better. We played you.
And it's also cute when like you just set them up.
Yeah.
You're just like,
yeah. So no one talks about it. Girls don't talk about that enough.
Yeah, like you know when he clearly like loves his little niece.
Yeah.
And he's just like has tons
like,
of
I
photos
just, like,
with
I
her.
I love kids.
And you're just like, "Oh my God, sorry. Like my aunt's texting me. My niece misses me. I just love her so much."
There was one of my friends was going out on a date with this guy and she was like, he has like a lot of Tulum pictures. And I was like, you have to bring it up. Like you have to bring something up subtly just because she was like, I don't follow him. He was like private, but we had like followed him on like our stalker Insta. So we knew he loved like going to Tulum for like New Year's, like how cliche. And I was like, you have to like subtly bring up like, oh, just like, I love Mexico. Like, I wish we could go to Tulum or something. It's like my favorite place. And she did it. And he was like, wait, no, like I'm obsessed with Tulum.
Wait,
and
wait, what? Boner. Oh, men are just
stupid.
Like,
so stupid.
They're just dumb puppies, but we need them to procreate. Final question from Petal Janice. Went on a date with a guy with super bad breath, all capital letters.
Ugh.
Should I tell him?
No.
Stop.
Just get out.
Just
bring like Listerine strips or gum and like be taking a piece of gum and then just be like, oh my God, do you want one?
This is my theory. When you actually like a guy, especially in the beginning when your fucking hormone levels are raging.
Yeah.
His breath is not going to smell that bad to you. And with the wrong person, their breath will smell really bad to you.
That's such an interesting
take. Like, do you know with your family?
I don't know if I believe that.
Do you know like your mom or your dad? Like, do you ever feel like they have really bad breath? Like, you know when they kind of have it, but like you still like love it? It's like your own sense.
No,
like
because
my
family is a bad comparison because if someone in my family smells at any point, my whole family knows about it. like my dad would be like, why do you smell like that? Like it's just a whole So my family is a bad comparison, but I
no,
just
but like, feel, do you ever have morning sex and it's like hot, even though like,
okay, so true. That's what I'm trying to say.
And
so
I really
true.
Think also when you're with the wrong guy, you get like UTIs and your vagina starts to smell funky because his semen pH is not aligning with yours. And
you guys
I really
aren't compatible.
Think there's a lot more like physical animalistic sense and like feelings that isn't just your brain that makes people compatible. And I think thinking a guy has terrible breath, don't try to fix his breath, bitch. Just get out. He's not the right one for you.
Yeah, you don't like him. I feel like all of our advice is just like, just get out. Just leave. Why are you hanging with this guy?
Well, you guys, that was our second episode of Giggly Squad. To watch this, go to patreon.com/gigglysquad. Please, please, please rate, subscribe, review, because we see how many people are listening and we see how many reviews we have and it doesn't fucking add up, and I don't know what you're trying to do to us because it's fucking pissing me the fuck off because I carried the one and it wasn't right. Sorry, I didn't want to do that.
That
but
was
I went
epic.
There.
That was epic.
Thanks, babe.
I love you so much, Anna.
Also, it's Paige's birthday on the 4th.
Yeah.
So everyone, like, they can't pair bomb you. What should they do?
Honestly,
we need to let the gigglers come up with it because we've
lost
control.
I don't. I have no idea. I'm just
this is their world and we're living in it.
Totally.
I want them to come up with it so you guys can pitch us or we'll see what they decide to do. Anything else? Oh, we have Friendsgiving. I have like a fun comedy event that Paige is going to be at.
November 18th.
So I'll put a link in the description. Paige, anything else? Do you have anything you want to promote?
I'm doing a fashion article. Well, it'll already come out, which will be the top 5 boots that you need for the fall. And then my next one will be coats under $100. So when you are listening to this, coats under $100 will be coming out.
I'm obsessed with that. Follow us at Being Burns. Follow us at Paige period DeSorbo. Also Giggly period Squad. Elena is helping us with the Instagram. She's doing some videos. We are just ramping our shit up. And merch is going to come out soon. We're waiting for the samples.
It's coming out like within like 2 weeks.
They should be coming.
It'll be up and ready.
Yeah, we have to do a photo shoot. You guys, we're fucking so pumped up. The squad is back.
Thanks for giggling with us.
Thanks so much for giggling with us.
Bye.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.